The Regional Enterprise Plan was launched about 3 weeks ago by Minister Robert Troy in Sligo, and it's moving into the implementation phase. And I suppose my objective really today is really to talk to the linkages and the concepts of additionality. There are 6 strategic objectives. Those strategic objectives range from entrepreneurship, developing SMEs, the low carbon agenda, promotion of the region, acknowledging the strengths of the region to include wind energy and the blue economy, the linkages and cross-border, and particularly the opportunities that exist for funding across border partnerships. And finally, the concepts of skills. Skills was a late addition to the implementation plan because I believe the principles of skills is fundamental. So what are we talking about when we talk to skills? And the concept of additionality, it's about future skills. So Hilary McParland is the Regional Skills Forum Manager for the Northwest. There are 6 strategic objectives, which I've mentioned, all 6 of the steering committee member, chairperson. And Hilary is going across all 6 to look to those future skills. And if I take one example, the example of the low carbon agenda, I remember, I'm still young enough to remember, those companies were brought in the concepts of OHS officers into their companies. And they were seen to be forward thinking and having those. I think the future trends around low carbon agenda will be, what are the skill sets required to support companies and organizations meet a low carbon agenda? What does that look like? And where can you get those skill sets? So I believe, just like the then LYIT looked towards the apprenticeships in electrical engineering, I think the future lies for the ATU in identifying and going across each of those strategic objectives with the help of Hilary and identifying where the ATU can assist and where the Regional Enterprise Plan can drive the future of our education to complement and have that synergy.
And with that in mind, you must be happy to hear Minister Harris there just to commit to more funding for this to allow those linkages be made even deeper and closer with local industry.
Yeah, I mean, funding is critical to any successful economy, and Ireland's ability to successfully divert its capital resources towards funding and in conjunction with corporations around the country and work together would be critical to that success.